You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Very early in the Trump administration, top officials talked about resurrecting something that had not been done since 1950, putting a question on the census form that asks, is this person a citizen of the United States? That policy idea turned to action last March as Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross approved plans to add the question to the 2020 census over the objections of the Census Bureau. And that triggered a flurry of lawsuits. This past Tuesday, a federal judge struck down the citizenship question in one of those lawsuits. Judge Jesse Furman of the Southern District of New York blocked the Commerce Department from adding the question to the form. He says it breaks the law. With us is Barbara Anderson, a professor of sociology and population studies at the University of Michigan. And she is the former chair of the U.S. Census Scientific Advisory Committee. The first question, Barbara, is just what were the committee's duties? Particularly, what did you do?
Well, the committee's responsibility is to advise the Census Bureau on all scientific matters. Its specific mandate is to give the best advice possible to the director of the Census Bureau.
And you served on the committee either as chair or a member of the committee for how long and when did you leave?
For 7 years, and for the last 3 years of that, I was the chair, and that ended last August 15th.
What did you think when you first learned that the administration wanted that citizenship question put on the 2020 form?
Well, I thought it was a really bad idea. With everything else going on, it's clearly going to suppress response. It's going to discourage cooperation. And also, in the 2010 census, there were about 250,000 local organizations that cooperated and encouraged census participation, various kinds of local or ethnically based organizations. And this was extremely important in upping census participation. And I think that this question is almost certainly would have raised concerns from some of those organizations about whether they actually wanted to participate. And although there are very strong laws that protect individual identity on the census, this can be changed by law. The address, the identity of individual Japanese-American households were used in World War II under a Special War Powers Act. And although the law now is very strong, in principle, that could be changed by Congress. And Trump recently was asking about using census data, individual census data, to provide it to law enforcement authorities. And many people in the government and in the census basically had a conniption fit over this. So it's very worrying. There also was a test of the census in Providence last May. And although the citizenship question was not on the test form, the results of focus groups and other kinds of research associated with this revealed a high degree of concern about the census, not just from non-citizens and immigrants, but also for people for whom there was any non-citizen member of the household. So it's clear that it's going to have an enormously large effect on depressing turnout. Wilbur Ross and the Justice Department claimed that the motivation for this question was to improve enforcement of the Voting Rights Act.
And I want to ask you about that because the documents and the emails uncovered during the flurry of lawsuits over this question, citizenship question, seem to show that Wilbur Ross reverse engineered this thing, that he pushed for the citizenship question first and then tried to construct reasons and a rationale for it afterward. And the judge's opinion was blistering. He wrote that Commerce Secretary Ross broke, in his words, this is in the judge's words, a veritable smorgasbord of federal rules when he ordered the question added to the census. Do you agree with that?
Well, yes. And the reasons that they gave were not true at all. And Joseph Aboud, who's a senior scientist at the Census Bureau, wrote a very extensive memo on behalf of the Census Bureau about if the concern with enforcing the Voting Rights Act were the concern, other cheaper, easier ways that this could be done. that would give better results and would be quicker and easier. And as far as I know, this has been completely ignored. And I thought and thought about what is the real purpose of this question. Because if you just wanted to suppress turnout among people who mainly might be Democrats for the voters, there are cheaper and easier ways to do this.
So what are your feelings?
Well, what I finally concluded, and this is speculation, but I increasingly think I'm right, is that the actual purpose is to lay the legal groundwork to be able to change the basis of voting districts, both for state-level voting districts and also for election to the House of Representatives, from a total population basis to a voting age citizenship basis. And in 2016, there was a case in Texas against the state of Texas to challenge that they base their districts on a total population, and they thought it should have been citizens. Well, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled against the case, saying that the state of Texas had to do that. But even at the time, Justices Alito and Thomas stated that if a state wanted to allocate their districts for the state legislature on the basis of citizens or voting age citizens, that they thought this would be totally legal. And the American Community Survey, which surveys about 3 million households a year, a citizenship question is asked. But according to the legislation that authorizes the American Community Survey, American Community Survey cannot be used to allocate districts for voting.
So this is this is just the antithesis of what this data is supposed to be used
for. So it could not use American Community Survey data to do this, although you certainly could make quite good estimates. Mm-hmm. And in 2015, Lee Lebresco argued on 538 that districts based on persons eligible to vote for Congress could not be drawn because we don't have information of the kind that could be used on the citizen voting age population. So putting this on the census would give the basis for perhaps, totally legally perhaps, there certainly would be cases about it, for state legislatures, and would put in one more piece that would be necessary for something that clearly would have to be changed by law to change the basis of districts for elections to the House of Representatives.
There's lawsuits. There's certainly a strong suit, not just this one that we were referring to with Judge Furman's opinion, but and a strong chance that the Trump administration will take this right to the U.S. Supreme Court. At the same time, we have the House of Representatives under Democratic control. What does all of that mean, in your view, for the fact that the clock is ticking and something has to probably be decided sooner rather than later? 2020 is close at hand and forms need to be made up.
Well, I don't know for sure what will happen. I heard an opinion or speculation a couple of days ago that the decision of the Supreme Court would probably come down before the forms had actually to be printed.
Which is when?
Well, they'd have to start to be printed sometime in 2019. The census is started early in various remote areas. So even though the census date isn't till March or April of 2020, it starts quite a bit actually before that. But also the Census Bureau complained about this question that it hadn't been fully tested and that the testing for the American Community Survey was not adequate. Wilbur Ross argued that, yes, that is adequate. It doesn't need any more testing. In the Census Scientific Advisory Committee meeting in December that was delayed from September because of the prediction of the hurricane, which I wasn't at, but I know what happened, it was said that this spring the Census Bureau is going to do national testing of the census form with and without the citizenship question. Now, I don't know how they got approval to do this. I don't know if they're able to do that just as part of their technical mandate or whether they had to get approval from the Commerce Department. It's hard for me to imagine that the Commerce Department, if asked, would have approved that. But I think it's very good that testing is going to happen.
In the final 30 seconds we have, has the existence of this question, do you feel it's poisoned the well? Has it affected the integrity of the U.S. Census?
Well, the census itself has a lot of integrity. They're very good people.
But the way people think of it.
Yes, I think it's had, that's the right question. I think it's had a major negative effect on people's trust in the census. The census, through various survey data, has had an excellent reputation, which it certainly has deserved. But I think this has contaminated it to a large extent, and that I think it also is going to have an effect to increase skepticism about probably all federal data collection operations.
University of Michigan Professor Barbara Anderson, the former chair of the U.S. Census Scientific Advisory Committee, thank you for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you.